Well, this week is my pick.
Yeah.
And this week I picked Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze.
Ooh-wee. What a wild
iconic
one.
Iconic. That hair.
Everything.
That flowing mane. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I have Patrick Swayze hair now.
Yeah.
During this quarantine, this lockdown. Oh
yeah,
yeah,
man. You need to trim the top down, but let the back go. It's coming back
it's
now.
It's wild. It's wild. But all right, so let's just get into it then. Was a rental for you on a Friday night?
Not a Friday, but yes, just any day of the week, maybe a weeknight. Just low expectations, have fun, have a laugh.
Yeah, this is definitely like, you can watch it any night, of the week. If you're watching it Friday night, I highly recommend like you watch it with some friends.
Oh yeah.
Have some bevies, maybe some other things, just to make fun of it, because it is, it's good, but there is some moments that are just like hilarious that you can.
Yeah, I kind of thought
make fun of, but
it was sort of it's a good party movie. I know people are really having parties lately, but
yeah, I guess it's hard, right?
But once we get back to partying, put this on.
Yeah, this is going out of. Yeah, you're in a summer party, fire on Roadhouse, let it go. I liked him. And did you catch the guy from Lost in this?
From Lost.
Oh, I thought for sure you would get this.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, now I'm pissed.
There's a guy from Lost in this.
Oh, my God. No, I obviously didn't notice right away. And even trying to think of it now, I'm so bad at this. Oh, wait. Is it John Locke's dad?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. That just solved my own mystery. Because I was thinking of that guy, and I was going to ask you, hey, what's that guy from? Because I know you would know, and I know I've seen him before, and I just couldn't place it.
Yeah.
I thought it was Bill Pullman, and I'm going, is this like his Bill Pullman's brother? Because he looks like him. There was something in his face. It looked like Bill Pullman
bar,
in makeup or something, but this was so old that, it didn't match the age thing, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But wow, holy shit. That's wild, dude.
Yeah. I mean, like, the movie is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, pretty it's one of those typical, like, it's one of those typical, like, 80s, 90s movies in that era of, like, let's just make a movie out of anything. Kind of, like, let's just, have a good-looking dude and, some good-looking girls.
It's such a weird... I was having trouble figuring out... Obviously, the context of when it came out and in that year and what the audience was like then, if they were really any different than we are now, say, watching like...
They weren't in lockdown.
The fifth Fast and Furious movie, you know what I mean? Where it's kind of like ridiculous and over the top. And you're going, oh my God. You know, that kind of thing? Like, I don't know. You'd sort of imagine...
But this is an original, man. This is an original. This isn't even... Roadhouse 5.
I know,
this
was the first one. Imagine if they made six more of these, right?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Like with everything being remade today, like, I'm surprised this hasn't become the Roadhouse universe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like,
very shocking to find out that there's only been one. Oh, wait, maybe we didn't dig deep.
Yeah,
maybe there are.
I don't know. Dude, I'm not digging deep in this movie.
Oh, man.
Right? Like...
Did you notice anybody else that you've seen?
No, that's it. Besides, no.
Yeah, tell you, there were two guys from The Big Lebowski.
Oh, really? Who?
Sam Elliott. Like, his buddy, his fighting buddy, the old man.
Oh, well, obviously, obviously I knew who he was. I thought you meant, like, just, like, random characters.
Oh, okay. But then, I don't know his name, but the bad guy. I don't know his name, but...
Oh, yeah.
He was Jackie Treehorn.
Yeah. Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
I think he has some stupid name in this, too.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I forget.
I'm going to look that up. I'm going to look it up right now. Also, what did you think of... his name was Brad Wesley.
Brad Wesley. Oh, my God. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right? Dude, at one point in this movie, when Swayze's in the car, I think with the doc.
Yeah.
And like they're at Lover's Lane or whatever it was, and they start to like make out.
Yeah.
Right? The way Swayze was sitting and the way he just like moved, he reminded me so much of like Team America, like the marionettes, oh, just my like God, yeah. Gary. And just like and they just like moved. Like just the way he moved, yeah. I was like, what is this, a marionette?
I'm yeah. a real boy.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. There was this movie was so like just so gratuitous almost. It had me laughing. My eyes are rolling.
Oh
wild.
Yeah.
It was pretty wild.
Like his whole Tai Chi.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, it was almost
there.
A kung fu movie, but it was like I don't know, it was so bizarre.
Yeah.
And just the place.
He rips the guy's throat out. Rips the guy's throat out with his like three fingers.
That's when the movie changed. It hit that point. And it felt like I was watching a different movie. I don't know what the intent was with the tone or what they were trying to do, but it like...
Yeah, where he just got real dark.
Real different right there for me. He's dragging him into the water. And he goes, hey, Wesley, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, this movie's weird now, dude. It just got, like, it went from like goofy kind of like over-the-top bar fights to like, he just ripped his throat out.
Yeah, but to me, this just screams classic 80s, really? Early 90s movies. That's why I like it, dude. I like this movie. Like, not one that, like, I'm never going to, like, buy it, but, like...
But it's
if I was
it's
trying to, you know, look for something to watch on TV and it came out, I'd be like, I'll watch some Roadhouse? Yeah. Guy gets stabbed in the shoulder and doesn't even flinch. Yeah. Just, like, get him out of here.
Took a bullet in the other shoulder.
Right. Also, too, I love how his name is just Dalton.
Oh, that's what it was, like, too, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, dude, man, like halfway through this movie, I was watching this being like, did John Taffer from Bar Rescue watch this movie when he was younger and be like, this is my calling, I'm gonna rescue bars, and this is his go-to, you know, this is his religion, you know, like this is like, I saw the calling through Swayze.
maybe that guy, John Locke's dad. So when he comes in and like his grin during that whole scene where he's hiring him or
yeah.
I was like, this is the bad guy for sure, right? I'm like, okay, so
I thought the same right? way I thought like, the same
he
thing.
He tries to hire him, it goes bad or something. I don't know what the hell's gonna happen, but I figured he seems so evil in the beginning for some reason. But he kinda turned into a murderer at the end.
Oh, dude, they all did. And we're like, we didn't see anything. Yeah, we didn't see anything. And then the guy's like, a polar bear fell on me.
Like, what the fuck?
I was like, what?
Oh, my God. It was all over the place. Like, it felt like it was trying to be serious sometimes.
A lot more nudity, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I just say, a lot more nudity in this movie than I thought there was going to be.
Yeah, it kind of got silly. Oh, my God. It's just so ridiculous.
And then, dude, I'm not going to lie, there was some hot babes in this. So the two blondes...
Yeah, like, did this movie...
The doctor, I thought, was hot.
The blonde then, bombshell, like...
I have no idea. Funny. But the other blonde, too, who you find out was, like, getting beat by Brad Wesley.
Oh, yeah. Was she the one
I think her
that
name was
dancing
like,
on stage in the pink?
Yeah.
Because obviously, it was, like, they show her, and then they show that she's doing the exercise in the house, and she's got the black eye, and I'm like, is that the same person? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, yeah.
But, okay, yeah. Did she ever speak in the movie?
She goes over to like talk to Swayze every once in a while and stuff like that, but she doesn't have like a lot of lines.
Okay, so that was her too.
Yeah.
Okay, shit. In my mind, that was like four different people like that all look the same. I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard to like, the movie's just, it's so unique. It's one of those like, this is a movie. This is a movie.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely had a very extreme sort of movie vibe, you know, if you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
It was so, everything was so exactly how you would imagine they would do it back then or what they would be expecting an audience to want. And it's so, just everything, like the blind guy sees all, even, you know what I mean? Like the cliche stuff like that and like... Oh man, which that guy, Jeff Healey, He was like a legit musician. He was Canadian. Really? Yeah, he was like, I guess maybe this movie is what, you know, gained him a lot of recognition. Huh. But apparently, he was like popular in the late 80s.
Dude, I have.
Yeah. I thought I'd heard his name before when I read it. I'm like, Jeff Healey, you know, that sounds familiar. And I think he was actually visually impaired as well. That was real.
Huh.
So kind of cool.
I have
look more into it, you know, read up on it.
Yeah. I have it on right now, and it's at the scene where Dalton walks in on the guy and the girl fucking in the freezer.
Oh my god.
And he's like, I'm on break. He's like, don't come back, bro. Like, stay on it. Stay on it. And you're just like, oh my god.
Just everything about
it. The guy just like he just turned on the smile on his face, like, oh fuck, and pulls his pants right up.
Like, so ridiculous. Oh my god. When he was like giving his rules and stuff, were you kind of going like, were you on his side? Were you going, yeah, like this guy's like a good leader, I think, or whatever?
If you worked there and you weren't on the take, like if you're like a good person, like you wanted it to do well, I'd be like, all right, look, let's just give this a shot. Like, it's pretty bad here already. Yeah. If you're one of the guys that's stealing, you'd be like, well, this fucking sucks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it depends on who you were, but I feel like, I was trying to put myself there. I go, okay, if I work there, you know, I'd be on his side. But at the same time, I don't know. I feel like there would have been a little bit of, dude, you're kind of an a-hole. Like, he's firing people, like, right away. Granted, you know.
Yeah,
but, I mean, you could have, like, just trained that guy. That was, like, the biggest dude that worked there. And he's like, you're out of here. Your temperament's bad. We'll fix it. You know what I mean? Like, help him fix it.
What did he say? He's like, yeah, your temper's not good for the job.
And then he did proceed to like freak out on him, but like,
you're like case and point, like.
And then that other guy, like, get the fuck out of here, like, you know, stealing whatever. Was there somebody else they fired? I was trying to.
They fired the bartender with that greasy stash.
Yeah, he was
for
the
skimming
nephew,
off the
right?
top.
And then, was there another? I don't know. The other guy, I guess, the break room guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
they fired a waitress.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she was selling drugs
at the beginning. Yeah.
Oh my god! Like, what kind of town was?
just a shithole, like somewhere in the deep south. Eh?
It was upstate New
that's
York.
That's what I
wanted
to say to you too. Oh,
yeah,
was it?
I think it was.
Fuck, I didn't know that. That's
but it
funny.
Did, I don't know. It seems so rural, but.
Sorry, you brought up Sam Elliott, and I wanted to say something about him. Case, seeing him in this movie is exactly how I picture he'd be in this movie, like how he looked. But when I saw him, I was like, oh, it's a young old, Sam Elliott. Yeah. Like,
it's definitely a weird.
It's like, this
dude's
just been old for a long time. You're just a young old guy.
A bit
like,
younger, but still old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very bizarre.
This is 89. Yeah. Like, how old have you been? Like, how you look old? So like, how long?
Oh man. Yeah, I think he still looks decent too. I haven't seen him in a while, but
yeah,
it's so funny when people like barely age through, like, kind of feels like 30 years or something. Like,
yeah, like Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah,
like I feel like he's looked the same way for the last like 20 years.
Yeah. Man, yeah, good looking people.
Tom Cruise is just—he's
unreal.
Tom Cruise is weird.
Yeah,
he's a vampire.
I love him, but yeah, kind of weird. But
yeah.
Oh man. Can't wait for those new Mission Impossibles.
I'm not gonna lie, man. Like, his movies are still good. You know what it is. With the Tom Cruise movie, it's like, you know what you're gonna get when you see it. You know it's gonna be a good story. There's gonna be some cool action.
It's gonna be top notch.
It's gonna be a good, you know. But you know, it's like, this is not winning any awards. This is just come here to be entertained.
Yeah. And also, you go and you go, this guy does all this stunt work. Like, he's a wild man.
Yeah.
And he's talented as fuck.
Yeah.
He's flying the helicopter. He's jumping off the mountain or whatever. Like, dude, this
stuff. Yeah, I was pissed. I was pissed when Netflix.
Crazy.
I was pissed when Netflix took away the latest Mission Impossible.
Oh, it's not on there anymore?
Because it's not. No, because it was like, I wanted to rewatch that one again because that helicopter flight scene, that's all him doing.
Yeah.
And even I remember I went to see a Mark Wahlberg movie with my brother in law and some of his buddies before their wedding. It's one of those Mark Wahlberg movies that is just like easily forgettable.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, it's
Contraband,
the same shit.
Whatever.
Contraband. it was something to do, like, they were, like, some sort of kill squad.
Okay.
Anyways, they played, before that movie, they played, like, a 20-minute interview with Cruise talking about the Halo jump he did.
So cool.
And we watched that. And then we went to that movie and we were like, well, fuck, I want to watch Mission Impossible now. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, if he's doing that, they're like, yeah, like, it was pretty intense. Like, even the cameraman, too, like,
It was wild. I recently saw something where it was a collection of clips showing the finished product in the film and then the sort of behind-the-scenes angle of it, right? Where, oh, you see the green screen or whatever. And then they showed that shot, the Halo jump, and the sort of split, the double screen of finished and then, like, the behind-the-scenes, virtually the same, because it was so real, and they just had a guy, they filmed the thing, they shot it with the camera or whatever. It's like, yeah.
Ridiculous.
The color changed a little bit, right? They graded it slightly. Yeah. But it was just so good. It's crazy. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's too bad. Tom Cruise movies, right? Swayze, like. Swayze could be a Tom Cruise. You know what I mean? Like,
I was trying to think. What's the last movie Swayze did that's like, that came out like not that long ago?
Do you know what I mean? Like, shoot. Like, I don't know. I feel like the latest thing I remember him doing was a television show, I think.
He did a television show?
Yeah, it was like something, it maybe just called Beast or The Beast or something.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, he did The Beast in 2009.
But movies, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I only think I've seen Point Break.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't done anything since 2009.
I mean, he did pass away. Yeah, what year was that, though? That wasn't...
Yeah. Well, he died in 2009.
What? You're shitting me.
I thought that was, like... No, I thought he died in, like, 2015.
I would have said 17. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Dude, I'm looking at his IMDb page right now.
Good Lord.
Born September... Or, sorry, died September 14th, 2009. 57. That can't be right. I feel like that was...
Man, that's wild.
Wow.
Wow. Holy cow. Okay, so... Rest in peace, Patrick Swayze, Jeff Healey, and the guy that played Brad Wesley.
Oh, he's dead too?
There might be others. Those were the ones that I noticed. But holy shit.
Hey, one thing I liked in this movie... One thing I liked in this movie was, I thought it was kind of a cool thing, was when Swayze just buys the shitty cars because he knows they're going to get fucked up and he drives like a sweet Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. So he didn't really give it to that guy, did he? The Mercedes. He shows up
No. Because the Mercedes he had
it was covered.
So at the beginning of the movie, he throws the keys to someone else, but it's a different car.
Oh shit!
Right, like that's oh, the beater from the last job,
the crappy car. Oh my god! Okay, I didn't catch that. Right, I thought he threw the keys to the Benz and then leaves.
I thought that was the guy
that got up and put the tarp in the trunk and then drove off. I was like, geez, he was quick about it.
No, man, no.
Oh my goodness!
Wow!
Yeah, I thought he just gave him like a $20,000 car. Shit. So when he showed up in it again later, I thought, oh, hey, I'm gonna need that back. I didn't realize I needed it. Like, man.
Like you can just borrow it. You can just borrow it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes so much more sense now. Cause every time he walks out of the parking lot and his other car that he bought was like smashed up, and he's just sort of chuckling. Yeah. Oh, they did it again.
I'm going. Yeah, because he doesn't give a fuck about that car.
Why are you driving to work?
Just, yeah, right.
What are, like, you doing? Like, you know this happens. Yeah. Forget about it. Okay, yeah. Wow. I can't believe I missed that. What am I doing?
It's okay. It's okay. I just passed that scene because I have it on right now. I just showed the scene where he's doing the shirtless Tai Chi.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And Brad Wesley's, Brad Wesley's driving this little trailer. I never watched this live. I remember watching this last night being like, as soon as he stopped, I was like, Swayze's Tai Chi is so good, it stops people on their tricycle. Like, he just, like, had to stop and get off and, like, admire his, yeah, like, so look at him.
Man,
it was whole, it was like, oh, come on. And then he just started smiling. It
couldn't have been a stupider vehicle you could have made him drive.
Yeah, at that point, too, Max, I didn't really know what was happening. At that point, too, I thought that that Brad Wesley guy was into some weird sex ring.
Yeah.
Because he had that big party with everyone partying there, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, he's probably just admiring Swayze. And was like, I want to hit that.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it. Like, I was like, does he and live then, across the river? Like,
yeah. Because you don't really know, like, you don't really know who that Brad Wesley guy is, like, who he's affiliated with until, you know, after Swayze beats up the guys after they give the bartender his job back.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, like, the guy's uncle they were talking about, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I think I said before, it's about the names that they throw names around, and I'm going, I don't know who that is. But yeah, I mean, it was so fucking weird. Like, it kept getting ridiculous, and then there would be something that would like kind of redeem itself to me, like,
yeah,
go, okay, you know, it's not completely silly, but then it would just get silly again, and like. And then he rips out the guy's throat. Yeah, man, this is weird now. Oh man,
like, dude, that's what it is, man. It's a silly movie.
And everything, but like, just so
it's
like,
but it's a silly movie, but it's worth checking out.
Yeah, no, it's that's the
like
thing. It's,
like,
not a
it's
bad
a good
thing.
Watch.
It's just, like,
it's a good watch.
It's
yeah,
it's just that I don't know if they made this sincerely and thought it would be like really cool or something,
or
like, I don't know,
or this was a joke.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, were people watching this and sort of laughing like we are now, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know anybody who's watched this when it came out, or
yeah, neither do I. I mean,
I don't know the context.
Dude, it came out in 89, we were born in 88. Yeah. So
yeah, I definitely didn't go buy a ticket.
No. Also, too, how ridiculous was it that he, when he has to get stitched up, he has his own medical file with him?
I feel like I've seen that before in something else. Like, that kind of similar setup.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of that in this, too.
I'm not going to lie, man. I feel like Patrick Swayze in Heat would have been great.
Was he supposed to be in or something, or are you
I don't
just
know.
Thinking?
I
like,
just feel like yeah. I feel like it would have been
that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Like as one of the crew members, or are you thinking like on the cops?
Yeah, side? Yeah. No, with one of the crew members, Val Kilmer and him.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool. Oh man. Yeah, so good in Point Break, and then they did the remake, and it was like so crazy.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know if I've ever really seen the original Point Break.
Oh, really? Damn.
I might have seen it once and been like, okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's kind of ridiculous.
And then I just
like
forgot
this,
I've seen it.
Not like it's.
Yeah,
I
but
know,
I did see the latest Point Break, the remake.
Yeah, that's a little. I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Like a Mountain Dew
movie, yeah, right. Where the guys just like free climbing that massive mountain at the end.
Yeah. I turned it off.
And you're like, okay.
I didn't get to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit much. Yeah, it's a shame. It's like they missed the point.
Yeah,
they
right?
made it something different. I guess they tried. I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like that's like the whole. That's like it's like that whole genre of movie. I feel like that's just like a Patrick Swayze kind of movie. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's just what it is.
Yeah, it seems to hold
like
a
the
certain place and time and.
The Outsiders is kind of ridiculous too, a little bit.
See, I never saw that one.
I mean, like,
I feel like
it's also, I think it's older.
Yeah. Did I read?
They made us read the book. They made us read the book in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking, like, I don't think I actually read it. I remember like reading a little bit of it or something.
Yeah. Okay. So the Outsiders came out in 1983.
Oh wow. Yeah.
So, but dude, do you know who's in that movie?
Like everybody.
Like, dude, Matt Dillon's in it. Matt Dillon's in it. Ralph Macchio, Swayze, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, the Mighty Duckman, Tom Cruise, Diane Lane's in it.
Oh, shit.
Tom Waits. Yeah, man. There's a lot.
Yeah, it's on my list. I don't know when I'll get around to it, but
It's a different. It's like it's not bad. It's not a bad. It's not a bad movie for when it was made.
Yeah. But a little more like heart to the story, right? Or it's a little more sort of real.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's much we can much more we can talk about Roadhouse about, you know?
No, yeah.
I feel like
how long could we go? I don't know.
It's not really, oh dude, how hilarious was the one henchman with the big boiler, the polar bear fell on him? When he's got the suspenders and stuff like that. He just like the way he like would, I guess I'm kind of fat shaming him right now by this, but like just his whole character was funny.
Yeah.
Because you could tell he was like back then, like that's the stereotypical, like, well, you're just the dumb henchman.
Yeah, right. He was so cast aside.
Right, like...
The two guys...
Yeah.
The monster truck thing, dude.
The monster truck thing didn't make any sense to me either. Just like, why do you have that? And then when he just drives through the car dealership, you're like, what?
Like, you know at some point they're like, going to wreck some shit with it and it's purpose, but, like, they look so dumb just driving it around and like just waiting in the parking lot going, you know, doing henchman shit or whatever.
Yeah, right. It kind of reminded me of like Grease in that kind of way. You know what I mean? Like just like some sort of weird thing like that.
Oh, I just remembered too. I laughed pretty hard. There was two lines that sort of, one made me laugh and one kind of shocked me. When Sam Elliott goes, well, the guy goes, you want to fight me or whatever? And he goes, well, I sure ain't going to show you my dick.
Oh, yeah.
That killed me, man. I thought that was so stupid, but so funny at the same time. And then when the other guy says, I used to fuck guys like you in jail. I suddenly went, oh, my God, is this where that came from?
I think so, man.
I feel like I've heard that. I feel like in, I don't know when.
Used to fuck guys like you in prison.
I feel like kids used to say that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know where I heard it from. But I feel like I've just heard it for a long time. And I went, holy shit.
It's probably from this. I feel like I've heard that line before, too.
Yeah, like, imagine a kid saying that to another kid in school. Like,
what the fuck?
That makes no sense. But, so... I think those two lines. I think just made me sort of go. This movie is just stupidly hilarious to me, and
you
know, I don't know if that's what I thought about it too. But that's what it is.
I think like I picked it for that reason. Yeah. I was like, this is gonna be something ridiculous.
Yeah, you had to know.
Stupid
right?
and funny to watch. Like, just like, all right, like there's something ridiculous. Yeah. Let's just fire that on.
It's sort of like I imagine it being like a perfect drive-in movie.
Oh yeah,
You know, if you got a nice car,
get some action in the back seat.
Yeah, maybe.
You can kind of patch the movie together after.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need to see the whole thing. I guess you can miss.
No, exactly. Yeah, you're kind of like, okay, I get it now.
Just popcorn.
Also, too, the one thing. Yeah,
that'd be great.
The runtime on this was a lot longer than I thought it was. Mm. I was like, this is like what, like a 2-hour
you're
movie.
Right. Yeah, it kind of made sense when he ripped the guy's throat out. Like, I thought, oh, okay, yeah.
I thought that was the end. Like, I thought he was going to swim across and just rip the other guy's throat out.
Yeah, but he just fucking went to work the next day.
Yeah,
he just
like
rolls in
happened.
With, like, a new shirt on. He's like, all right, time for today's cooling or whatever it is he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, yeah. Dude, I'm a cooler.
Yeah, I'm a cooler. Not a bouncer. I guess that's like... Is that a real thing? I mean, the bouncers.
John Taffer, dude, it's a real thing.
Wait, but he was like just—he was like a bar owner, right?
Fixing up bars? No, but dude, but he was firing staff. He was firing staff, running things. That was his way or the highway.
He was doing that act for sure, but
dude, he would redesign the
was
bar.
He fighting people?
If you watch this, well, he might have, you know. But yeah, he had bouncers. But even like Swayze, like you could see as. The longer Swayze was at that Double Deuce or whatever it was, which is a terrible name for a bar.
Yeah,
you can see it gradually getting better, right? With like more things with it.
Yeah, it's becoming more.
That's what Taffer was doing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
More commercialized. Yeah. So it's I mean, it's a real job.
Yeah,
it's a real job
out
there.
It's a business, but I don't know. Yeah, just I was thinking about just all the times that, like being in bars are, you know, seeing bouncers deal with people or seeing bar fights break out or whatever. Yeah. And the way it was sort of done in this movie, you're going, oh my God, like, it's so sort of like, okay, the women were screaming, yeah, kick his ass. Like, that doesn't happen.
it's so, dude, no, you know what it is, right? It's so, like, small town USA.
Oh my God, dude. Like, but back, no, even then, you know what I mean? Even like,
that's
then,
what it is.
I don't think typically the women are screaming, yeah, kick his ass. They're going, oh my God, stop.
I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
It's just so fucking weird. But, yeah, like, so it's kind of making me cringe thinking, you know, like, I'm not a big fan of, like, just violence portrayed as sort of, like, you know, it's, like, glamorized or used as, like, fun or whatever. It's fine. Yeah. But it's in a certain kind of light, it gets me, I go, kind of weird. But then then in the end of this, I'm going, yeah, get him. You know? So...
Nice. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think this is like definitely like a movie you should check out. Just watch it once, because it's like, it, I think it is iconic in a certain way.
Yeah, I definitely think a lot of people's
I think it's a cult classic. And yeah, I think it did do really well back in the day.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it was a Goldwyn. I mean, I don't know how many failures they had, but
yeah.
That was surprising to me too. It was a Goldwyn.
For the film company.
Yeah. Yeah, the studio. It was like, oh, geez, I didn't expect something that prestigious or whatever, you know. But then again, in the time, I don't know, they made a lot of different stuff, but they still do.
I feel like with a name like Patrick Swayze, you're kind of just
That's the thing. I guess this is what Patrick Swayze is, like, kind of ridiculous. Over the top, and then maybe Ghost was a surprise.
Probably,
because I mean, like Point Break is kind of like, it's, you know, silly and over the top, but not like this, just in a different way, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody's throat was getting ripped out, but a knee was injured.
Yeah, Rambo definitely took it from Roadhouse. That one Rambo movie where he rips the guy's throat out?
Yeah, oh, you mean like every one of them? Oh, wait, the first Rambo, like, one guy dies, and it's like an accident.
No, I think he kills a bunch of people.
The first one?
In the woods.
He might not actually get, or he might not actually kill them. I mean, he might, like, shoot them or something, but I think it's like...
I don't think I've actually ever seen the full.
Yeah, I watched it once, first Rambo. Sort of like casually. But yeah, I remember just reading it and then seeing it, going, "Oh yeah, fuck!" Like, the first one wasn't just like a action, you know, guy kills a bunch of foreigners kind of movie. Yeah. Like, it's actually kind of interesting, and then they just took it and went Fast and the Furious with it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, yeah, I don't know. Grab this on a Friday night. It's like your classic. You know what you should do? You grab like a horror movie like The Conjuring, and then you grab this movie after and watch this. Right? Like, that's kind of what this is. This is like you grab a two-pack, mix and match. You know? Yeah.
That's something that always, that kind of interests me, is like pairings of movies or... You know, not just like, oh, two of the same kind of thing, but like, what goes well in contrast, one and another, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot you could do.
For sure. Okay, hold on. If they were to remake this again, who would you want casted as the lead?
Gotta be some young hotshot. I don't know. Who's hot right now?
I feel like you could do like Miles Teller.
Oh, shit. I thought of that guy, yeah. Who's that kid right now that's in Chalamet or something, right? He's like thin and everything, but he's like...
Oh, Timothy's Chalamet? Yeah.
He's like real thin and stuff, but I don't know. If he like got sort of as buff as he could, or just as strong as he could.
Yep.
And then, because, you know, they say, oh, I thought you'd be bigger, right? Like, they say that to this guy, like,
a lot. Yeah, they do.
I don't know, for some reason, I thought, people like that kid. Seems interesting. Good actor. But, is he, like, freakishly tall? I don't know.
Timothée Chalamet? I don't think so.
But yeah, that'd be my pitch. I don't know.
Yeah. I think I'd go with Miles Teller.
Sweet.
So. Anyways, man, I think that about to wrap this episode up, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, its throat has been ripped.